This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Grayson, I saw this on Facebook. I know you're listening. Because you just texted us. Poor John Grayson is not having the best day that a human being can have.
Aww. I just saw this on the text line.
From the text line, hey guys, it's Grayson. I am sitting on the shoulder of I-35 just past Southwest Boulevard because my car is on fire.
What?
Please tell everyone to be careful of me.
Oh my.
Why is your car on fire?
Here, let me give him
almost
a ring.
Almost like a Kansas City rite of passage.
Poor guy.
Oh, that scares me to death. And, you know, back away from the car. I hope he's not near it. You know, in the movies, those things explode.
Okay. We don't live in the movies.
Well.
Sam, what number do I have to dial to get out of here?
Nothing. Just the right number.
Do I have to dial a one?
No. Just dial the number correctly.
We don't push buttons in here very well.
Sam, I like you less and less with every passing day.
I've been told not to touch the equipment.
All right, let's see if we can get old Johnny Grayson here on the phone.
Should we give him a warning?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hello, John Grayson.
Hello, Scott Parks. How are you?
Why is your car on fire?
You know what? If I knew that,
I
would have prevented it before it happened. It's not on fire anymore, which is the good news, but it was.
Apparently, there's a fire truck headed towards you from the text line.
Okay.
The fire truck has been and gone.
Okay.
Okay.
What were you doing when one's automobile caught fire?
Driving. I was going 65 miles an hour down 35 toward downtown. And all of a sudden, I saw a flash. And then the car filled up with smoke. And then there was flames on the carpet down near my feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Flames by your feet.
Oh, yeah. So it gets better. So then I happen to have my extra large QT cup full of iced tea that I promptly dumped on the fire inside the car.
Oh, God.
And put the fire inside the car out and then got out. I finally got over onto the shoulder because, of course, somebody wouldn't let me off at Southwest Boulevard, you know, because people are horrible. And I finally got off onto the shoulder and opened the hood to see what was going on under there. And the entire wiring harness from the voltage regulator back was also on fire.
Is this your classic car?
Yeah, yeah. Fire's out now. So I took off one of my shoes and beat the fire out under the hood.
Okay.
It was still smoking, so I got the idea that, hey, this is an electrical fire, and went into my trunk. Thankfully, I keep some tools with me. Went into the trunk and got a wrench and disconnected the negative battery cable, and then it stopped smoking. So by the time the fire truck got here, the fire was already out.
Okay,
so that was kind of embarrassing, but, you know.
John, I have so many questions. Had you not had iced tea with you, would you not have hair on your legs this afternoon?
Yeah, correct, yes.
There'd be a singeing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it grew fast. I was kind of impressed, honestly, with it, because it started out just behind the temperature gauge on the dashboard, and then the next thing I knew, the carpet was on fire, and it was rapidly gaining steam. So that's when I decided, okay, this is emergency measures time, and dumped out my iced tea.
Well, a texter has a recommendation for the name of your next rock band.
Do tell.
Flames by My Feet.
Yeah. It's you know, this is a little unnerving, because I'm sitting here on the exit to Southwest Boulevard. I don't know if you could hear the traffic going by. I'm sure you probably can. Yep. But yeah, people are crazy.
Can we call you an Uber?
No, actually, I have a tow truck already on the way. So they're going to take me over to Sailors to drop the car off. And hopefully
it's not
they'll
Metro
be able to
Tow, is it?
No, you know, what's funny, Dana, is I said that exact same thing. When the fire truck was here, he asked if they wanted, you know, he said, do you have somebody you use for towing? And I said, it's not going to be Metro. So, yeah, it's not Metro.
We would all prefer someone not steal our car when it is towed.
Now,
allegedly.
Now, John, I know, because I know you well, that car is for sale. Is it still?
I think I might have to lower the price a little. I don't know what is going to happen now. I just, this is not a good situation at all.
You can always add automatic foot warmer to the description.
Wow. Yeah. I suppose I probably could. I'm just,
if you called in looking for a sympathetic ear on this show, you called the wrong show.
Oh, you've got one over here.
I'm well aware.
John, I'm being serious. I will Uber you out of there if you feel like you are in an unsafe spot. I would not wait for the tow truck. I'd just Uber out.
I'm sitting on top of the barrier that, you know, separates the Southwest Boulevard exit from I-35. So I'm back far, and I'm sitting on top of concrete. So I think I'm okay.
Well, I'm sure that we and you and Jamie have a lot of listeners who are tuned in right now. Give everybody a wave.
Yes, I will wave as everybody goes by.
Okay.
And he's going to look like a crazy person. Waving at everybody driving by.
What's that idiot doing sitting on top of the barrier on I-35? But yeah, when you get down about 100 feet down the road, you'll see the car sitting there. So that's why I'm here.
Texter wants to know if the car is now part of your fire sale. I'll see myself out.
Indeed.
Is so, Jen coming to get you at least?
Jen is not in town right now, so no is the answer to that. I'm on my own.
Oh, John.
Now, John, you had mentioned there was a boom before the flames. Would you have classified it as...
It was a big-ass boom.
No, there actually wasn't. There was no noise, just smoke and, smoke and fire.
All right. Well, John,
I am so sorry.
On a serious note, I know we kid because we love, but we are so very sorry for this unfortunate Wednesday afternoon that you're having.
You know what, though? And thank you. Thank you very much for that, Scott. I have been living this life for 55 years. I'm kind of used to it by now.
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks, guys.
Have right, a better day. In all seriousness, this is why some people carry fire extinguishers in their cars. Not necessarily because your car is going to catch fire and you need it immediately, but because if you are driving by and there is a car fire, people's lives have been saved by good Samaritans who will come by because they've got a fire extinguisher and put it out.
So we have a fire extinguisher at our house, and it's outside on the back patio.
Mm-hmm.
Is a fire extinguisher, if it's been below freezing many, 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 many times, is it still useful?
I too had one on my back patio for about 15 years, and I would not trust that in an emergent situation.
So it depends on the type of extinguisher. They have ones specifically designed to
for lazy
be
people.
Able to get hot and get cold, and ones that are not specifically designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good idea to always have a fire extinguisher in your vehicle, but get the one that can change temperature rapidly.
Okay. Poor John.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
Don't forget, everybody, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Please don't forget. Second boycott against Amazon and its affiliated businesses is being held this week as some shoppers protest what they call corporate greed. Companies that have rolled back their diversity programs. The boycott of Amazon is organized by the People's Union, the same grassroots group that coordinated the one-day economic consumer blackout on February 28th. These things do not work.
I bought three things on Amazon yesterday, the first day of the boycott, because I didn't know there was a boycott.
Yeah. Whoever's doing this, his name is Schwartz. I don't remember, see his first, John Schwartz. He has done a horrible job of getting public word out there that he is organizing boycotts against Amazon, because this boycott started yesterday, and I just heard about it today.
Oh.
And does anybody think that in the world that we currently live in, where everybody and their mother, except Scott Parks, buys everything that they own on Amazon, that this boycott has even a snowball's chance in hell of working?
I just actually pulled up Amazon.com, just curiosity, and it does not say at the top, please, please don't boycott us. We are bleeding dry.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on the Amazon website that says that today.
Hmm.
It says, hi, Dana, welcome back.
Yeah.
What are the requirements as an Amazon driver as far as being able to lift heavy things? Because I feel like the worst Amazon client ever, because I ordered a new weight vest. I know I've gone way too far down this rabbit hole of working out. I know. But it's a 60-pound weight vest.
Oh, my word.
So I had a 60-pound package come in from Amazon. I thought they were just going to leave it at the bottom of the stairs in my apartment
They
complex.
Hold it up?
Three flights of steps.
Okay,
you should
Sam,
be ashamed of
Sam,
yourself.
Sam.
I felt so bad when I saw that it was at the top of those
you
steps.
You need to add an additional tip. Like
how do you
20,
tip?
I don't know. I don't know. You've got to figure out how to help that person.
I felt so bad. I thought that he was just going to leave it at the bottom of the stairs.
How do you know it was a he? Maybe it was a 120-pound woman. And this vest literally was half her body weight.
When we get back, did you hear some idiot who happens to also be a town official, doesn't mean you're not an idiot, in this case he is, shot at a DoorDash driver who had the wrong address. Like, the DoorDash driver was asking for directions.
It was in New York.
And this guy is like, I'm not having any of it, I'm just going to shoot you. Yep. I believe the guy was shot in the back as well, we need to look. He was like asking, I've got this delivery, like where do I go? Guy pulls out a gun and shoots him. Now, he's been charged, thank God.
The driver was actually back in his car trying to leave the property.
This guy should be charged with attempted murder.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we just saw Grayson on the scout cam. By the way, he's still there at I-35 and Southwest. Is it Traffic Way or Boulevard?
Come on, everybody.
It would have to be Boulevard.
It is I-35 just past the Southwest Boulevard exit. And, of course, the scout cam, as it's supposed to do, anytime there is an incident within camera shot, it zooms in on whatever said incident
is. So word on the street is that, and by the way, we asked everybody to wave at John. And give him a little honky honk. Let him know he's not alone. Word on the street is that a lot of you are waving at Grayson. The car you're looking for is it's teal and it's a classic car.
Well, really, what you're looking for is the smoldering shell of what once was a great car. If you smell a little burning sensation,
maybe sulfur,
it burns the nostrils,
stings in a good way.
Honk when you drive by. And we'll have John call in again because he said people are starting to honk.
There John. He is. Wave, John, wave.
Wave, have him wave.
Hang on, I'm going to call him back real quick.
Call him back, call him back.
New York story. Hang on, let me get his
number. We're just harassing him. This is not
no,
a good
come
experience.
On. This is no, funny.
He's having fun. Poor guy.
Hello.
Hey, we can see you on the scout cam.
Dana was kind enough to shoot me some video of that.
Would you mind?
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Would you mind waving?
No, it's all good. What was that, Sam?
Would you mind waving?
Okay. Which direction was the camera? I don't even know. Oh, there it is.
To the southwest of your car.
Yeah. So I'm actually a little bit to the south of my car. So I don't know if you'll be able to see me, but you can see the car on there.
Oh, man.
Are people honking at you?
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah, they just, honked and waved. So I'm assuming that meant that they were probably listening to us and know who the crazy person sitting on the side of the road is.
Yeah. Well, we can see you on the scout cam, and it's almost like watching somebody on TV. We feel like you're famous.
Well, this is what it took, right? So, in just a little while, I mean, if you feel like hanging around the scout camera, you can see the tow truck. They said they're about 5 minutes away.
Oh,
so.
Good. Well, you be safe and no more fires. You need to go home and get into a nice bath.
There's $250 you're not getting back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thankfully, I have State Farm's roadside assistance, so it's not costing me a dime.
Good for
you.
Well,
don't worry, John. I am watching you on the scout cam. The car is safe at the moment.
Thank you. And by the way, probably the fifth person since I've been sitting here just took the southwest exit from the center lane on I-35. Can people please not do that?
Not a good idea to do that.
No.
They actually have a lane for you to use when you exit.
Yeah, yeah. And most people are using it, but I can't believe how many people I have seen whip that from the middle lane across another lane of traffic to get off. And it's, like I said, it's frightening. And, people are scaring me. So,
John, I don't know why it's so funny when you zoom in and see someone you know on the scout cam, but it is. It is actually very, very funny when one does that.
I actually laughed at the video, and thank you for sending me that because I needed a laugh right about now.
Did you hear the part where I asked Sam if he had farted in his own studio? And he admitted that he did.
Crank it up, you'll hear it. He goes, dude, she's filming.
And then Dana goes, well, did you fart in the studio? And Sam goes, yeah.
It's really hard for me to hear much of anything. You know, I've got the phone right up to my ear, but yeah, I'll see if I can get it to play again.
Okay. Well, I know that you texted in about 20 minutes ago, you know, looking to offer a PSA. Hey, people, be careful. Watch out. It's me. And then these two dum-dums call just to make fun of you.
Been very entertaining. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us entertain ourselves with your terrible afternoon.
It is my pleasure.
Okay. We do love
care,
you.
Guys.
We do love you.
Love you back.
You guys, okay, listen to this video. It is so funny and it is so stupid, but... Here we go.
Is this Grayson for real?
Yeah, I was just looking at it. There it is.
That's Grayson on the scout cam!
Did you fart here a little while ago?
She's recording!
Well, did you fart?
Yeah!
It lingers longer.
There's Grayson on the scout cam!
Still there.
What, the smell?
Why is that so funny? His car caught fire. There's nothing funny about that. But the minute Sam zoomed in on that, you guys, we were in a commercial break, and Sam goes, get in here. I just found Grayson on the scout cam. We just died laughing.
He had mentioned people taking the exit from the center lane. I saw somebody backing down the shoulder the other day because they missed their exit. But even more egregious, I was driving to the gym last night. And, you know, people always inch out into the middle of the intersection when they're turning left.
Yeah.
The light turned and this lady didn't go.
Oh.
She just sat in the middle of the intersection at Metcalf and College. Very busy intersection.
The whole point of pulling out a little bit, that came out wrong. The only point of putting your car into the middle of the intersection is so that when the light does turn red, you get to go ahead to turn left.
So for an entire light cycle, she just sat smack dab in the middle of that intersection.
Okay, so when do you honk? After 1 second? After it's not one. I think it's more like
three. There's a 3 second window for you to fix what you just broke, and then you get honked.
Okay.
What if you don't have a horn?
Can we also talk about the trailer with the pallets of wood on it and the mattress on top that is on 435 and has been for 3 days? when I am driving on 35, pardon me, 35, on 35, before like the 75th Street exit, somewhere right around there.
I drive past it every day.
Have you seen the pallet?
It has no wheels on it.
It's a pallet of wood on a trailer with no wheels.
No wheels.
And then there's a mattress on top of the pallets. And so the first day I drove by and I thought, oh my God.
We have movement. We have a tow truck and Grayson walking back to the vehicle.
Okay. Thank God he's going to be okay.
How do you lose a trailer and not go back and retrieve it, Sam?
How do you lose both wheels?
That's the better question.
Can you see Grayson now?
I see. It zoomed in even further.
I'm coming back. Hang on.
Give me some play-by-play. I need to know that my man's okay.
So now they are lowering the bed of the tow truck in front of Christine. That's the nickname for the car based on the movie. Grayson is standing on the passenger side of the vehicle. Dana, I'm sorry it zoomed right back out. But a moment ago, it was zoomed in all the way to the point that you could see clear as day. Mm-hmm. It was John Grayson.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is this so funny?
I don't know. I don't know.
913-586-7798.
They got him going. They got a little flatbed there. Okay. Can we get this in the traffic report?
Well, we'll see.
I don't know. We'll try.
913.
They're clearing a stalled vehicle on the side of I-35 as we speak.
Smoldering.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Can I ask one very serious question? Because this, for some reason, just tickled me in a funny way that I can't explain. It's very funny when you see someone you know on Scout Cam. I don't know why, it just is. Seriously, if your car catches fire and you don't have easy access to a fire extinguisher like a lot of truck drivers do, even guys who drive trucks and women too, a lot of times have them behind their seat. I don't have one. That's like right there. So
you would need to run from your car.
Yeah. He looks down. The fire is lapping at his feet. Mm-hmm. The carpet has caught fire. What are you supposed to do if you're on a highway?
Exactly what he did. Pull over and get the hell out of it.
Yeah.
He was lucky he had iced tea and enough of it that you could, you know, my luck, I'd have a glass of wine. I'd throw it on there and it would implode.
You would have a glass of wine while you're driving?
No, I'm kidding. But the first thing I thought was, I hope he doesn't have any vodka with that tea.
What?
I did. I actually thought if you had something alcoholic, it would make it worse.
First of all, vodka is not flammable.
Oh, I didn't know that. What do you mean vodka is not flammable?
It's only 40% alcohol.
I'm pretty sure vodka is flammable.
Grain alcohol is flammable.
Okay. Vodka is very flammable.
It is?
Yes, you digress. What are you supposed to do if your car catches on fire?
Not throw your wine at it.
Why do you have wine in the car?
Clearly would not do that. I would need that to drink on the side of the road.
But that was your go-to. You didn't even say Diet Coke.
He had iced tea, and I'm thankful for it. But what if you don't?
You make a controlled stop. You turn off the vehicle. You open the door. And then you do
out.
A three-letter word. Run.
If I am on the highway going 70 miles an hour and the flames are lapping at my feet, I assure you the one thing that I would do would not involve the word controlled or stop. I would start swerving and screaming like a maniac, like there was a hornet in my car trying to figure out what to do. There's no shoulder. There's a very small shoulder.
Other option is death.
He actually handled this, all kidding aside, as great as anyone could. I worry I would panic.
I know you would panic.
I'm going to get a fire extinguisher now and put it in my front seat. But I'm going to buckle it in because I don't want it to be a projectile.
Oh, I just saw the Christine is now heading southbound on 35.
Christine.
Just saw the tow truck coming back the other way.
Thank you to Santa Fe Tow for helping our friend.
Did he call Santa Fe
it
Tow?
It is Santa Fe Tow. That's always who I call.
Good. A New York town official has been arrested for allegedly shooting a DoorDash driver who was lost and trying to get directions, according to police. The 24-year-old victim was attempting to deliver food to a house on Friday night when he got lost in the town of Chester, which is about 50 miles north of Manhattan. He, quote, approached several homes asking for directions before arriving at the residence of John Riley III, who is the town of Chester highway superintendent. Riley, who is 48 years old, told the victim to, quote, get off my property. And then Riley allegedly fired multiple shots at the driver while he was trying to leave in his car.
This idiot needs to go to prison for the rest of his life.
The driver was shot once in the back, hospitalized in stable but serious condition.
Quoting here, by the way, from the police chief, I think it's important that people know it's not okay to shoot people when they drive down the wrong driveway.
Riley, who is a federally licensed firearms dealer,
was
charged with first-degree assault, second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and criminal possession of a firearm. His preliminary hearing is set for Friday of this week.
They have handed off the investigation to another agency since he theoretically is a town official. I'm telling you right now, I do worry for the safety of our Amazon drivers. Our postal carriers, certainly, but you are at least marked. I really worry for our DoorDash delivery people. I do. And I have said to my kids, no way, I don't want you doing it. Because we are surrounded by crazy people everywhere.
How many times do we have to go over the Castle Doctrine does not pertain to somebody in their car trying to back out of your driveway?
He was a licensed concealed carry. Did you say dealer?
Yes.
You don't think he would be one of the ones that would have to take the class to understand how the rules work? And it doesn't matter. He just started shooting at a guy that was trying to deliver food and then trying to drive away. He should go away for the rest of his life.
I'm actually not going to disagree with you on that one. Because if he had his druthers, this driver would not be alive. He would be dead. Hence, you fired a gun at him and hit him in the back.
Preliminary hearing is scheduled for tomorrow morning. I'm telling you, there is no DoorDash order that is worth your life, and there are too many crazy people, and you start knocking on the wrong door. I mean, look what happened to Ralph Jarl.
Yep.
I don't trust anyone anymore. I think everyone's crazy. I really do.
Even me and Sam?
I would feel comfortable going up to your door and delivering your food if I knew you were home.
Thanks.
What about me?
Well, I don't know where you live yet because,
you haven't exactly invited us over.
Yeah, Sam. But if I knew where you lived on some nondescript third floor and you were hungry, I would bring you food.
Okay.
But I would call you first and ask you to meet me outside because people are crazy. Scott, have you ever pulled over? I did this like a week ago. I had to pull over to use the phone. And whatever was going on, I thought it's not going to be safe to be on the phone. So I just took a little detour into this little neighborhood on the way to work, Overland Park, just pulled over. And got on my phone and was like, D-d-d-d-d-d-d. And I saw someone look out their window at me. And I thought, oh my gosh, I probably look like I'm casing the joint to rob someone. So I
were
did a little.
Were you on my street? Because that sounds like something I would do.
I did a little wave. Like, I'm good. I'm just using my cell
just
phone.
Just here to case your house, just, yeah. Waiting for you to go so case. I know when to break in tomorrow.
I'm telling you, I don't trust anybody. People are crazy.
Wait, how can you say you don't trust anybody? But then you get mildly offended when somebody doesn't appear to trust you for parking in front of their house.
Because I'm normal.
Are you?
Maybe they don't trust you.
I wasn't offended. I was more like, okay, I'm going to move it along because this looks sketchy and I'm just trying to make a phone call.
Caller says subject stopped in a park parking lot. Subject is on their phone.
Yeah, we hear it all the
time.
Might
be a drug deal.
Oh, you remember that from a couple years ago?
Yes.
When they pulled over into
it's on State Line, Scott, because they are all placing sports betting up and down State Line. Police got used to this. People where it wasn't legal in Missouri then would cross over onto State Line and park to place their sports bets on the Kansas side. And people were calling 911 saying, there's a guy in his car and he's stopped and he looks sketchy. He was just placing a sports bet.
No, I was talking
He was going to FanDuel.
I was talking about that Johnson County
police scanner.
Remember there was the gal who called in the guy in the parking lot at that Western Shawnee Park. He was up to no good. He was doing drugs.
That's right.
Remember that? And police pulled up and they were like, hey man, what's going on? And he was just making a phone call.
Yeah.
And the caller said, probably a drug deal.
It's probably a drug deal.
There's a guy in the park parking lot.
I remember that.
And it's probably a drug deal. Well, doesn't there have to be another person there for it to qualify as a drug deal?
Hard to deal drugs to yourself.
Don't you need two people?
It was a self-dealing situation.
So he's selling the drugs to himself.
Yes, yeah. at a discount.
I would hope.
Obvi.
You get the 20% self-buy discount.
Well, the dealer doesn't use his own supplies, so.
Well, of course not. A third of Americans say that mom does not get enough self-care. Survey of 2,000 adults found that those who are in contact with their mom, 33% worry that they don't spend enough time on themselves. 7 in 10 respondents worry that moms have too much on their plates these days, resulting in self-care falling to the wayside.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a pedicure or a manicure in a year.
Why?
I just
They're not particularly expensive.
Stopped doing it. And then the other day I noticed one of my daughters had these beautiful, finely, perfectly manicured nails. And I said, you know what? I haven't gone. And I don't know. Self-care can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. But I sort of got tired of the, you know, $50. I was like, yeah, I'll just skip it. But if I showed you my toes right now.
I'd rather not.
No, look, describe them. It's awful.
Well, some of them are kind of sort of red.
Yeah.
With a lot of chipping and peeling. Your pinky toe is just normal. It doesn't have any coloring on it.
Yep.
Those look like they haven't been painted in a very, very long time.
Do you know why those toes are cherry red?
Because you painted them yourself about, I don't know, 7 weeks ago?
During Chiefs football season.
Hmm.
How long ago was the Super Bowl?
Early February.
Yeah, this would have predated. Now, I'm not saying woe is me, I need to practice self-care. I just, you know, I like doing other things now. I'm not necessarily like worried what you think of me when I come in wearing flip-flops like you do. And
oh, no. I want you to take that one back. I have not worn flip-flops to work in 5 months.
I wouldn't care if you did, because I wouldn't care.
I have worn closed-toed shoes to work for the last 5 months.
I take issue with the idea that no one noticed. I mentioned it many times that you were wearing closed-toed shoes because I was astonished.
I am today.
I'm proud of you. Oh, look at you. Those are actual shoes.
But do you need to go and spend the $40-$50 to have the self-care, or can you do your own little spa day at home?
I could. I could absolutely do it. In fact, one of my daughters, such an entrepreneur, that one, bought the kit herself and now does her own nails, and she says, you know, it's 100% cheaper once you buy the startup stuff, and she prefers doing her own. And I said, well, you know what? For Mother's Day, I actually said this, why don't you just do my nails? And she said, and I quote, I'm not going anywhere near those gnarly blank feet.
Wow.
Have you seen those toes?
They're pretty bad, Sam. They're pretty bad. I was even at a beach not that long ago.
Like a track runner.
And I went like that.
You went like what?
Like this. I didn't even do them.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you weren't embarrassed?
No. Just kind of let it all go by the wayside.
None of your fingernails are painted.
Nope. Maybe that's what I'll do for Mother's Day.
By the way, a quarter of Americans say they don't call mom enough.
Oh, that's guilt.
When was the last time you called Big Juicy?
3 days ago, 4 days ago. She never answers.
A week ago?
I am a straight to voicemail kind of caller. She sends me straight to voicemail.
Okay.
My dad, if I ever got arrested, I'm calling dad. Not mom.
Oh, let's play that game in a minute. That's always a fun game.
Dad will answer the call.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You guys, oh my gosh. A woman in Florida was thrown from her canoe by a thrashing alligator.
Uh-oh.
Fell into the water where she was attacked and killed. This was at Lake Kissimmee with her husband, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Department. 61-year-old woman. They have launched a full investigation to understand what happened, adding fatal gator attack is rare. They say the husband and wife were in a 14-foot canoe. Oh my gosh, you guys. In 2 feet of water when they passed over the alligator. So follow me here. They're in a canoe, paddle, 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 mm-hmm. In very shallow water. They pass over the alligator. The gator then thrashes. The canoe rocks.
Which gators are prone to do.
She falls out. Oh, my goodness.
And by the way, that gator, if it wanted to, could have gotten her out of the canoe without thrashing and knocking her out, just by simply swimming and coming out of the water and chomping.
I'm telling you, I'm starting to rethink all of the times I took the children down south to the gator tours on the fan boats. There are photos of the kids when they're like 2 and 3 years old in little life jackets, because the fan boats, Scott, are like this bit. The lip of the fan boat is inches, maybe 7 inches. The water is right there. And they tell you, do not put your hand in the water. Because, you know, it's stocked with gators. And you go around and you see the alligators and you take pictures. I look back at those pictures and I'm like, was I insane for doing that with the kids?
Probably not. I would assume those boats are a little bit more safe than compared to a canoe.
Yes, they're wider, sturdier, if you will. Oh, my gosh.
Still it wants to get you.
That's right. Hey. From the text line, does anybody read the text line? Yes.
Thank you for that.
We asked.
Now, this is the second gator attack in Kissimmee since March.
And it's not the bite typically that
yeah, they roll you.
No, it's the rolling.
They roll you.
Roll and,
listen to this quote. While alligator attacks resulting in fatalities are extremely rare, this serves as a somber reminder of the powerful wildlife that share our natural spaces.
Well,
I would not, I'm telling you.
You
and
play
I'm not victim
games,
blaming. No,
prizes.
I'm not victim blaming there. I would not do a canoe trip in anywhere near sharks or gators. I just wouldn't.
All right. Kansas City ranks among the 10 most affordable cities in the United States, according to the Motley Fool. We rank 8th. Charleston, South Carolina is 10th. Aww. Atlanta, Georgia is 9th.
Really?
I've been to Atlanta and never found it that affordable. Kansas City is number 8. 8, Joliet, Illinois is 7. Plano, Texas, 6. Austin, Texas, 5. Midland, Texas, 4. Edmond, Oklahoma, 3. Morristown, New Jersey is 2. And McKinney, Texas is number 1. Don't forget, today is Real ID deadline day. For those of you, the line, by the way, in Chicago today for Real ID.
Have fun with that.
Was hours long. You had 20 years to prepare.
And you're not going to become a violator of the law tomorrow.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.